So one way to appreciate this point of view is to recognize that Christianity is a worldview, and therefore it needs to be evaluated as a worldview. Hmm. But what exactly does this mean?
Well, yeah, what is a worldview?
Yeah, luckily, our author knows this subject well.
Yeah, so he's going to give us a basic definition of a worldview, right? He says that, as the word itself suggests, a worldview is a comprehensive view of the world. And he's saying that here, he doesn't mean physical, you know, the physical view of the world kind of thing, like, you know, the sight of the planet Earth or something like that, right? If you go into outer space, look, there's the planet Earth.
That's right? A view of the world.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a worldview. Right, that's a view of the world, right? He says a worldview is a philosophical view of the world, right? Not just our planet, by the way, but the entire universe, indeed, all of reality.
So bigger.
Yeah.
Universe view.
Yeah.
So our worldviews represent our most fundamental beliefs and assumptions about the universe we inhabit.
Right.
So you can kind of view it as like your glasses. I had the super laser awesome thing that removed my glasses, but Tony's got glasses. And so how he sees the world once he puts them on is how he interacts with it, whether he knows things are clear or far. And so we can do that too.
All right, exactly. They're no longer fuzzy.
Right. They also incorporate and express our deepest values, what we see as the highest good, what standards we use to judge between right and wrong, what we value most in life and in other people, and what pursuits we consider most worthy.
So these are values, right? And our values really determine, you know, to a certain extent, you know, how we feel about things and that sort of thing, right?
And so this is what we and others in the presuppositional mindset say is important, because everyone has them. Everyone views evidence and everything through them. And so it would be almost wrong for us to not consider how much that plays a part in people. You can pepper them with video evidence of the resurrection occurring right before their eyes, but what does that mean if they're of the belief that miracles don't happen?
Yeah, if that's not part of their worldview.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, they have to dismiss it.
They would have to. Yeah.
Yeah. So in sum, he tells us our worldviews reflect how we would answer the big questions of human existence, right. The fundamental questions that we ask about, you know, life, the universe, and everything else. He says questions like, is there a God? And if so, what is God like? And how do we relate to God? Those types of things, right? If there isn't a God, does that really matter? Right? That's a big fundamental question. What is truth? Can anyone really know what the truth is anyway? Mm-hmm. Those types of questions, right?
But not everyone has considered all of these questions, let alone reflected deeply on them. People just kind of glob on. I think it was either Mitch Stokes's or Nancy Piercy's book when we were talking about how people obtain their worldviews. I think it was Nancy Piercy, which says sometimes it's the TV that you watch, the movies that you watch, the books that you read, the your parents, the people you hang around with, the your friends, what they view as important. You might pick bits and pieces of it. And so sometimes we don't evaluate things as, this part is good, but if I were to be in a different time and place from where I'm at right now, then I would consider this not good.
Yeah.
So we kind of hold these competing facts at different levels, at different standards, and we don't quite always realize that. We're living the unexamined life at times. But the answers you give to such questions, if you gave them some honest and careful thought, will expose your underlying worldview. So sometimes people know, I don't even have a worldview. I just kind of take it for what it is. Well, you know, whatever's presented in front of me is what I believe, or, if I can hold it, then I can touch it.
Right.
If I can touch it, I can believe it type deal.
Or they don't even think about these kinds of, deep, we might say, big picture questions, right?
Right.
So the question he wants us to consider is, why does worldview matter? Right.
Yeah, if no one really knows about it.
Yeah, and it's kind of, assumptions that we make, and we really don't, sometimes we don't even examine these these questions, so what's the big deal, right?
That's why philosophers have jobs.
That's right. So he gives us an illustration. He says, have we ever watched a house being built? After the ground has been cleared, he tells us, then the first parts of the house to be built are the foundation, right? And then the frame, mm-hmm. right? That's the idea. So he says these parts are absolutely essential to the house, right? You got to have the foundation because it has to be, that has to be solid, has to stay upright, and the frame of the house. He says you can't have a house without these supporting structures. Mm-hmm. And he says worldviews are analogous in terms of our thought lives, right? They provide the foundation and the frame to the way that we think about the world.
Right, right. This is what we talked about with Nancy Piercy of evaluating the foundation and the sides. And then even with Greg Kokel's book, we talked about people wanting to put the roof on before, you know, they put walls up.
Yeah. Walls were reasons, I think.
Right,
yeah,
and right.
So and the roofs were the big question that was being held up, if I remember right.
So the roof is actually the floor if you don't have the sides. our worldview reflects our most basic assumptions about what is real, what is possible, what is credible, what is reasonable, and what is good, and what is normal.
Right. So this is similar to the illustration you just gave. If you don't believe that miracles can happen and that they're credible, if your worldview doesn't allow for that, mm-hmm. then no matter what someone says, you are not going to hold, you know, you're not going to see that as a credible explanation, even if you see it.
Right. Yeah.